Hello, I'm Kevin Barcinas, and welcome to Men Don't Cry, the show where I'm bald! Yeah.
Me too!
I'm bald now. Like, you've never been to the show, so I have a different hairstyle for every episode. Not intentionally, just because of my hair journey, but now I'm bald, so
okay. That's
new. Yeah, but really, we're here to discuss the tattoos of a male-dominated world, a show where inklings of masculinity are skin deep. Today we have Marlon Flores.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Marlon.
Thank you very much.
Marlon is 21, born in the hometown of Reseda, and if you want to follow his social media, it is MarlyMar13. That is MarlyMar13. He is a sociology major, and he wants to work with the youth, but right now he's taking a gap year. So I met Marlon in theater class, but he's not taking theater anymore. But what are your new ventures? You're part of this theater company?
Yeah, my new ventures, I've always, as a little kid, wanted to be a big actor, you know, just like everybody in California, an actor, a singer. I remember as a kid, always just like my aunts and grandmas would call me, and like right before they hang up, like talking to my mom, they'd be like, "Can you pass me to Marlon? I want to hear him sing." And I'm like, "Oh my God." But I'd always sing. For some reason, I was obsessed with this song, "She's So Lucky" by Britney Spears.
I've never heard
of it. I think that's what told me that I'm like, you know, that I don't know why it was that song that always just caught my attention, but every time anybody, my brother would still makes fun of me that I would sing that song.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And do you still sing it to this day?
No, I hate it now. I can't hear it anymore because I
have to listen to this after the show.
But I've been, I took a year off of school and I was like, I kind of want to pursue acting more than just doing like high school productions, because that's what I had done. And I found this theater out in Santa Clarita, and I auditioned for, it's called the Snow Queen. It was like the youth, I think, program that they were running. So it was like a bunch of kids that I was working with. But I hadn't done theater in like...
Were you the Snow Queen?
I was. Girl, you know I was. No, I was the prince, actually.
Oh,
I was
okay,
the prince,
cool.
Yeah. And it was like with a bunch of kids. It was a lot of fun. But then right after that, there was a musical, In the Heights, by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yeah.
Okay.
And I auditioned for it, and I got a lead role as Sunny. And that's,
congrats.
Thank you. And that's what I've been
working on,
rehearsing on right now.
When does that show premiere?
In 2 or 3 weeks, May 25th.
Wait, where's the invite? I need to go see this and schedule this off before my cutoff for work.
We're running for like a month and a half, I believe. I know we're running from like May 25th and like all through June. So I haven't posted much about it, but I'm like about to go to the point where like I'm going to post it on social media that I'm in it, post all the dates, all the info.
Okay.
So yeah.
I'll wait out for that then.
Thank you.
So the main reason I wanted you to have you on the show was to talk about masculinity in the gay community, because as a fellow person in that community, we have just, I don't know, we have a little different take on it because of dating apps and what that world has created.
True.
But the first part I want to continue with is this segment that has now become a regular part of my show. It's a little bit of a myth busting if you're up for the task.
Okay, I'm up for it.
Want to do some myth busting with me? We have 5 myths about gay people.
Okay.
And yeah, feel free to bust them and correct all of these misleading little things about us.
Okay.
The first myth is that being gay is a choice.
Oh my God. That's totally not true, because you just grow up learning what you like. And if it was a choice, like, I don't know why people would choose this lifestyle, because you get so bullied and discriminated, and like you go through a bad experience. Why would anybody choose that? So no, it's not a choice. That's a total myth or whatever. Like, you know, you grow to like who you like, and you, that's not a choice. It's just feelings.
And what do you feel about like when kids are so young and they're realizing that, and the parents say like it's just a phase, and they don't know yet. Like,
I think it's the cutest thing whenever little kids like are just so comfortable with themselves that they can like whoever they want. I think that's the most adorable thing, and I'm just like, I hate it whenever people put their kids down because it's like you're not letting them be who they are. You know, like, let them be who they are. Let them like who they are. They're so young. They're still discovering who they are. Like, don't mess with that, you know, because then you're just taking away from who they are.
Exactly.
And you're putting them, like, in a bad spot where they're not going to feel comfortable to be who they are.
Who hurt you, Marley?
This world.
Okay, so for our second myth, same-sex couples influence the sexuality of their kids.
I believe that's a myth. I believe it opens the mind to having, like, variety instead of just, you know, if you tell your kids you can only like certain people, then they're going to feel obligated to only like certain people. But if they see, like, oh, this is a same-sex couple and, you know, that's perfectly fine, and this is a straight couple and that's perfectly fine, then, you know, I can learn to like whoever I want without anybody, without being scared about it.
And it's like straight couples are all over this world. It's, do they just think that gay people will want to adopt a kid and homeschool them?
Oh my
god! That's why I always, like, when they say that, like, they're too young to know or stuff like that, it's just like, then, like, why are straight kids not too young to know?
Right.
Like, why do we push the kid to give cupcakes to the little girl?
Oh, they don't know that who they like, but yet the straight ones.
And it's like most gay people have straight parents, so like, why didn't I follow my mother and father?
Same here. It's like, why don't I like girls?
Yeah. So for our third myth, it is gay men are promiscuous.
Not all of them. I'm not promiscuous. I'm still a virgin. Ooh. I still haven't dated anybody.
That's
that is
on the
not
record.
True.
That is on the record, you guys.
This is not true. You know, there's still people who...
There's still good people
no, in kidding. The world.
Not that there's anything not good about.
Marlon Flores, he's one of them.
But yeah, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't judge if you are open to being more available in that part of your life. Like, if you are. That's to each and every person. If that's how you like to be, well, then that's how you like to be. You know, if I don't like to be like that, I'd, you know, prefer... someone who
love
is in the air. you know, just I prefer, like, you know, being with one person and, you know, trying that out as long as it possible, if it works and all that. And, you know, maybe if later I want to get a little dirty, then I want to get a little dirty, you know.
Okay. So for our fourth myth, to get a little more serious, this one's a really popular one. Homosexuality is caused by childhood trauma.
No, nothing causes homosexuality. That's what people need to understand, that it's not a cause, it's not a choice. It's who you are, it's what you like. You know, I like... I like, you know, chocolate, and, like, you know, that's not a choice. Like, I like it. You know, if I like my chocolate, I like my chocolate. And if you like my... Skittles, I like my Skittles, you know, like, taste the rainbow.
I like how Skittles is the opposite.
I know.
Of chocolate.
But see, that just goes to show that I like a variety of different things, not just sticking to one thing.
Have you seen that prank that was like, mix Skittles and M&Ms in a bowl and just like leave it out for kids to like,
no,
like,
really?
Just grab a handful of, what would that even be like?
A sugar rush?
And for our last myth, which will get us into the rest of the show.
Okay.
All gay men are feminine.
No, definitely not. I think that's just what you... I think it's just what, like, people, like, you know, identify and, like, what they like, you know? There's guys who... Well, I mean, it also depends what you consider. Everybody considers femininity different. You know, like, there could be a quote-unquote masculine guy who can, like... certain feminine things, but doesn't make them feminine. You know, not all of them. I met guys who I was like, I should have thought you were straight. Like, I would have never considered, never even would have thought. And there's actually some people, like, on YouTube that I've completely looked up to, and they're just like a guy. They're like guys, like stereotypical guys. Like, if you think what a guy is, that's what they are. And even though they
we'll get back into that later.
Okay, okay. And I mean, like, yeah, everybody maybe has, like, they're more in touch with their feminine side. They're more open to it, but not all of them are.
Do you think it's a choice that, like, some gay men are, like, feminine or masculine?
No, I think it's just, like, how you act. It's just who your personality is. It puts you.
Yeah. I mean, like, look at some Republican senators that, you know, just get a little scandalous once in a while. And you're like, what?
Monica Lewinsky.
Okay. Now that we've busted a few myths, let's get right into why you're here today, actually. I want to first talk about what you just mentioned. What is the stereotypical guy?
Stereotypical guy, I think, would just be like a, in what?
What sense?
In what aspect? Sense? Yeah, like as for like a straight guy or a gay guy.
Yeah,
or,
let's start with that. Just for a straight guy.
I don't know. Just a guy who. Well, see, a guy isn't like a. It's different because like a person. Tell me that question again. Because I'm
I can go back into it with some more questions.
Okay.
Okay, so to get your like ideas running, we'll start with what is your definition of masculinity? How would you define what being masculine means?
Masculine, I think I would define it as just like a certain type of personality that is into certain things. So it could be different for all types of guys. You know, if things have been categorized as feminine and so like and masculine. So if, you know, if someone would think like, oh, he likes a sport, you know, that's masculine. Or if he likes killing it with makeup, you know, then that's feminine. But I guess for a stereotypical masculine guy, I'd say like a guy who likes sports. Likes to get like out and about and like dirty and like doesn't really care about opinions and like certain little matters than like other guys would.
Like Jersey Shore would say gym tan laundry, right?
Gym tan laundry. Life to live.
And what does being feminine mean to you?
I also think that's also like a personality thing where like, you know, you like stuff like makeup and doing your hair and, you know, maybe like you act or with certain like personality traits, you know, like there's people who won't take certain things or won't, like if they hear something, they're just like, mm-hmm. They'll have like, you know, a personality that'll like, it's strong and like I'm not taking that, but you know, I guess it's just the way you carry yourself.
Do you think that there's a discrepancy in the gay community when it comes to being masculine and feminine?
Yeah, definitely. Like a lot of guys who consider themselves feminine, I see like a lot of like, I don't know if that's a better word, a lot of like bad stuff going to them and like, you know.
Why do you think that other gay men, like, because it's like you said, who would choose being gay, you know, when it's already such a tough life? Why do you think that they would, like, facilitate even a harder life by judging even themselves in that community?
Because that's who they are. And that's how it should be, where they should embrace who they are. They should embrace what they like, who they are, how they act, because it's perfectly fine. You know, there shouldn't be any discrimination. People discriminate because they're ignorant. They're not open-minded. That it's all about perspective and how you see things. Like, people want to see things in a negative way and, like, put people down. And it's like, that's not how you should be seeing things. You should be seeing things in a positive, with love, just, you know, wanting better for other people, wanting their life and to make sure that they're okay, that they're doing great, that they're succeeding, that who they are is perfect. And I'm going to love who you are no matter what, no matter what you like. I mean, unless you're doing something bad. Like, if you're, like, harming, then nah. But, you know, if you like certain things, like, you like certain things, you know, that good for you. That's you. That's who you are. Embrace that.
And why do you think that there's such a pedestal for, like, masculine men in the community? Like, why are they more sought after than feminine men?
Is that actually real? More masculine guys are...
From my experience, that's really what I've seen, yeah.
I think that's just attraction. You know, if... Personally, for me, if I like a guy, or if I'm gonna like a guy, I'm gonna like a guy that's masculine. You know, because I personally don't really care for stuff like makeup and like hair.
So it's just
and
common
doing
interest.
Nails. Yeah, so it's just interest in each different person. Like for me, like I want a guy who I can wrestle with or freaking go hiking with or go play soccer with or, you know, anything. Like do a little more out and about. But, and you know, I've met guys who totally like the feminine side of stuff. You know, like there's this one guy who he was like, I miss my ex-boyfriend and I love it when he would do his makeup because he looked so cute. And I was just like, that's awesome.
Oh, that's,
you know,
so cute.
Yeah, it was the cutest thing. And I was like, that's awesome that you like miss that part of him. You know, you love that part of him. But I don't know. I think for me, it's like, if I like a guy, I'm going to like a guy.
Do you think that people can be like both masculine and feminine at the same time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because that, I kind of go through that where it's like, it depends who, I'm a person who like kind of adapts myself with certain people. So when I'm with like my girls, I'll be like, dang, look at him. Like, what's your name? What's your number? But when I'm with my guys, I'm just like, yo, what's up? Like, you know, oh, you know, I act differently. So yeah. I feel like it just depends who I'm with. And if you're in touch with both sides, I think that's great. Makes you up.
Yeah, I feel you. Because, like, with my friends, like, yes, girl, you see them, right?
Yes,
you just want to, like, hype them up.
Exactly.
Then, like, at work, I'm a chef, and it's just like, hola, ¿cómo estás?
Well, yeah, especially with, like, certain, like, people of certain culture. Like, I know whenever I work I'm working with the kitchen, I'm more like, oh, hola, ¿cómo estás?
It's machismo, isn't it?
Well, that's such a big thing when it comes to, like, sexuality, and especially in the Latino culture, is that machismo. It really affects and looks down upon our community just because it's pride.
Would you say that it's its own form of like hyper and like toxic masculinity?
Oh yeah.
How would you describe it?
It's kind of like that I would describe it as like that closed-minded perspective where they're not open to different, like, they don't like different, you know. They follow a certain guideline, a certain tradition. I've lived with it when I'm done, you know, where, like, you know, things are done certain way because of certain reasons. Like, you know, you're straight, you marry women, you have kids, and that's, you know, the traditional Latino Catholic way, you know, you that's what you grow up is, and that's what they've learned. So they're never open to opening their mind and accepting other things and be like, okay, that's okay too.
I want to go back to what you said about your dad. Like, what was that like growing up with him? Because there's a stereotype that, like, the reason, like, some guys don't come out masculine or masculine enough is because they lack this father figure. But like, you sound like you had a masculine father figure.
Yeah.
So what was that like to grow up with that and recognize that culture?
It's hard just because, like, my dad came from the countryside of El Salvador. So it's like he really has those old school traditions, especially the Catholic in him. Like, it puts like certain rules, certain guidelines. And I personally am not out to my family, except one, my sister-in-law. But I
hope they don't Google your name.
Oh, God. I'm like, I was so nervous. I was like, they're going to like check Pierce the radio station and listen to me and like completely find out. And I'm like, no, what are the odds of that? But yeah, like, I'm not out to my parents.
Like, my family doesn't know how to use computers.
Exactly.
I'm getting scared that they're learning.
So. My brothers, like, no, but I'm pretty sure no. It's just never been out and told in words. But
we just don't talk about it. Like,
exactly.
Just say, has a fauna buddy yet?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Who's he with? Oh, he has a fauna buddy yet. Who's that guy with him? Oh, he has a fauna buddy either.
It's just
they're
fun.
Looking together. Then why does he drive a pink Sentra? Oh, he got bad credit.
Why is he holding hands?
That's a comedy bit from the guy who voiced Sheen from Jimmy Neutron. He's,
oh, really?
He's a comedian that
Oh, my God.
He talks about, like, how like homosexuality in the Hispanic culture is very, like...
Is he gay?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
But he's saying, like, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
About how, like, would people rather have, like, a lesbian daughter or, like, a gay son?
Really?
He like, but he covered some stereotypes that were bad, but it was still like it was a funny little.
Oh, I need to check that. You need to tell me that.
So, yeah, I know that you grew up in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
What is, because my show focuses on like what people experience in LA. Is it different over there?
Definitely. Oh my goodness, definitely. There was like, I can count the amount of people who were openly gay from my high school in one hand. Like it's crazy how.
I don't even have hands.
Yeah, like they're like, it's, I think that's why I was always just never the one to talk about my own sexuality or who I like. It's also because in Texas, it's like you really shouldn't, because Christian, especially in my town, my little town that I lived in, like Christianity was such a big thing. And so like it was hard to talk or to be open with certain people. For an example, I had a bunch of friends. Like I got along with so many people from my school, and two friends in like public outside of family life. Like I'm open to who I am. You know, I'll tell you, yeah, I'm gay. I don't care. Over there, not so much, but it was like, oh God, where was I going this? I had a point to this. It was like, there was like so little amount of people. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get back to that.
You just couldn't find anyone to identify with?
Yeah, well, I mean, the ones I did weren't the greatest people to meet either. But it's so, like, oh, okay, so I remember the point that I was going to. So it's, I had, like, all these friends, and they knew about me. They knew who I was. And whenever the Chick-fil-A had their, whenever the Chick-fil-A had their whole, like, anti-gay come to Chick-fil-A and eat whatever, a bunch of my friends went to that. And I'm over here like, oh, okay, so
Whoa. So
y'all are going to go to that and support that, but still be my friend. Like, it was a big hypocrisy thing.
They're like, it's a chicken sandwich.
I mean, I know it's
but
good.
But I'm like, I know what it stands for.
Just don't go that day. You could go any other day.
Exactly, because then it's just like, that's a cause.
Like, you were going to support that, and like, it was the biggest thing. And I loved it because there were so many gay people outside kissing and like making out. And it was the best. But yeah, okay. Friends suck.
Form a protest. Okay, well, I really want to thank you for being on my show.
Thank you for having me.
I have one last question for you. Is it masculine to cry?
Definitely. Oh, heck yeah. There's nobody in the world who does not cry. You will cry for something if you're gay, if you're straight, if you're masculine, if you're feminine, if you're a unicorn, if you're whatever you are, if you cry, that's just nature. That's nature, baby.
That's a beautiful answer. Well, I just want to thank you for being on the show.
I appreciate it.
And we're definitely going to go see your show
later on.
Come follow his Instagram, MarleyMar13, to get some details about when his show will be posted.
Let me know if y'all came from Kevin's show.
And once again, this is Kevin Barcinas with KPCRadio.com. Thank you for tuning in.